Well, I'm definitely fitter now than I ever would have been in London. Sport doesn't stay still, it constantly gets bigger and better. If I was to be the same fitness as I was in London, I probably wouldn't qualify. So I'm constantly trying to get better and better. I'm Natalia Coyle and I'm an Olympic modern pentathlete. If I qualify for Rio, I'll hope to go and perform the best I can, because pentathlon's an amazing but also a little bit weird. You do need a little bit of luck on the day, especially with the horses. You know, I was ranked 29th and I came 9th. So I'm hoping to go and do better than I did in London. And then, you know, who knows, if I come prepared as best I can, you never know. But you've got to want it, because you're not going to wake up every morning and get up and train really, really hard if you don't want it. And even if you do that, it's not enough. You need to have that little bit extra, which is kind of the love of the sport and the passion for it. Started probably around near enough to 10 years ago. I started in the Pony Club. So I started doing something called tetrathlon, which is four of the five modern pentathlon sports. So running, swimming, shooting and riding. And I started off and I was really bad. I never won anything and I never even made the Meath team. And I just loved it. I started to get a little bit better with a little bit more training, and that's kind of how it's all spiraled. And I eventually started getting on the Meath team, and then I won some nationals, and then I got on the Irish team, and then I won some internationals. And I kind of reached a point when I'd won, I think, my third national. I was like, where am I going to go from here? I've done all this training. And one of the guys who still trains with us now, he introduced me to fencing. And that's the fifth modern pentathlon sport. Five is just so interesting. And there's always something new. You can always learn something else, the training, because we have such variance in training every day. We do different sessions and learn different things. And you never get bored of the one sport, you know. You're going for a run in the morning, you'd be swimming in the evening. And don't get me wrong, it's exhausting doing that much training, but it's so interesting as well. And trying to master five different sports is just an amazing thing. I really like doing it. I like getting better every week and getting to do something interesting as well. The whole squad would train together mostly during the week for every session. We do some sessions individually, maybe if you've got work or college on your own, you might run on your own maybe once or twice a week. But for the majority of it, for swimming, we train as a squad. For fencing, we train as a squad. Shooting, squad. It is a really team-based thing, even though you are an individual, which is good because the days can be long and hard as well as fun. So it's always good to have someone else there to push you on. I suppose fencing would be one of my favourites because it's quite tactical, and it's quite like boxing in the form of tactics, and it's really enjoyable. Now, you can feel like a god if it's going unbelievable, and you can feel pretty bad if it's going not well, so that is something else. I enjoy running as well. There's nothing better than being fit and feeling the power within your own body and being able to sprint by people.
She is like she's going to take over the lead here coming into
what
the
a
final.
What a strong run by Natalia Coyle. She has just flown past Anna Buryak. Look at Talco.
Wow.
I know they had a year out. She had a lot of time to work on her training. She's looking like she's incredibly fit right now. And look at her go.
I love what I do. I get to wake up every day and do what I love. I'm sure I do curse it when it's raining outside. But, you know, I get to do what I love. And I get to travel the world doing what I love.